Culture 2. Exercises 4 and 5.
Hello and welcome to Film Talk. And my guest in the studio tonight is the film critic Martin Waverley. And we're going to talk about failures, spectacular failures. Is that right?
Yes. Some of your listeners may have seen the list that was recently published in several newspapers, a list of the films which have lost the most money at the box office.
To be honest, I haven't heard of many of these films.
No. Well, there's a reason for that. I mean, they were failures, so by definition, people just didn't go to see them.
This one, for example, When Time Ran Out. What was that about?
Yes. When Time Ran Out. It should have been called When Audiences Ran Out. It was a disaster movie about a volcano. Disaster movies were very popular in the 1970s. But in this 1980 film, the story was too slow-moving and the special effects were so bad that they were funny.
Although the director was successful with other films, wasn't he?
Yes. Irwin Allen, the director, made some of the most successful disaster movies ever. And the film starred Paul Newman, a great Hollywood actor who made some amazing films. But this was definitely not one of them. It's pretty dreadful from start to finish.
Let's talk about another film, Sahara, released in 2005. This had some big Hollywood stars in it, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Penelope Cruz, for example. But it still lost an amazing amount of money. Something like $100 million.
Why was the film so unpopular?
Actually, it wasn't. The problem was they spent far too much making it. The original production budget was around $80 million. But they ended up spending twice that amount. They just didn't control the costs. For example, the first 46 seconds of the film cost more than $2 million to make.
And how did it do at the box office?
Well, when it opened, it was number one at the box office in the US. Personally, I didn't think it was much good, but it got big audiences for a while. Unfortunately, they couldn't get back even half of the money they'd spent. So it lost a fortune.
Oh, dear. What other films on the list caught your eye?
Well, this one is interesting. It's called Hulk, and it was made in 2003 by another highly successful director, Ang Lee.
And it was based on the comic book character, The Incredible Hulk.
Yes, it was. That kind of film is usually very popular with audiences. Think of Iron Man, Batman, all those films. But Hulk had a very mixed reception. Some audiences and critics liked it, but some didn't.
Why is that?
I suppose it didn't have the simple kind of story which people want to see if they're fans of comic book films. It just wasn't what they were expecting or hoping for, maybe. But personally, I thought it was a very interesting film and very beautiful to look at.
So not a failure in every sense?
No, certainly not.
Thanks, Martin.